It's another hot and humid day in Middle Tennessee right now, 77 degrees in Nashville, headed towards a high, once again, around 100 degrees or so, with a heat index expected to be about 110 or 111. We are still under a heat advisory, and in fact, that has been extended to last through tomorrow evening. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Concerns about mismanagement could complicate the sale of Williamson County's hospital. Williamson Health announced Ascension St. Thomas had the winning bid back in July. That was before a medication mix-up at the system's Midtown Hospital left four surgical patients paralyzed for at least several days. In a new report, state investigators blamed multiple system failures and a culture of overall nonconformance. News Channel 5's Jennifer Krause told her Daily Show the conversation has shifted.
Since the state report has come out and more has come out about what went wrong, there has been more concern. What I'm told is at the specially called commission meeting is that the board can decide whether or not to send it back to the board of the hospital and say, hey, start the process all over again. We want to take another look at all of this and maybe see if there's another hospital system that's better for us.
That meeting is scheduled for Wednesday. It was called so commissioners could vote on the next step of carrying out the deal, signing a non-binding letter of intent. And that would include new details on the sale. Elon Musk's SpaceXI has secured approval to build another data center across the street from its current controversial facility in the Memphis area. The massive server farms are located immediately over the state line in South Haven, Mississippi. The Commercial Appeal reports that town's planning commission gave unanimous approval to an additional 660,000 square feet data storage facility. The land used to belong to the city. To secure it, the company offered a land swap plus $40 million. As WPLN has reported, the two hyperscale data centers already up and running on the campus generate dangerously loud levels of noise. They are powered primarily by gas-powered turbines. The company also draws a large amount of water to cool the facility. Officials with Memphis Light, Gas, and Water recently said they expect the campus to be one of the utility's top water users by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the city of Memphis is considering a temporary moratorium on data centers. Belmont University is partnering with state community colleges to create a new pathway for aspiring teachers. Students earning their associate degree in education can soon continue their studies at Belmont's four-year education programs. The move is an expansion of Belmont's partnership with the Tennessee Board of Regents, also known as the College System of Tennessee. Last December, Belmont and TBR created a similar pathway for aspiring nurses. University officials say Tennessee, like many other states, has an urgent need for excellent K-12 educators, and they believe this new pathway offers a solution. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.